The Alaska Supreme Court heard arguments in Fairbanks yesterday in a case involving the contested status of the Chitna dipnet fishery. The Copper River salmon fishery, popular with urban Alaskans, is currently classified as personal use, and when fish runs are short, dipnetting is a lower priority than subsistence and commercial harvests. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the case, which revolves around the definition of subsistence, has repercussions beyond the Copper River.
The battle over whether Copper River dipnetters from Anchorage and Fairbanks qualify as subsistence users stretches back decades. There have been numerous court rulings, and the Fish Board has gone back and forth on whether dipnetting at Chitna qualifies as a customary and traditional use. The case the Alaska Supreme Court is currently considering is again aimed at clarifying the situation. The Chitna Dipnetters Association and the Alaska Outdoor Council's Conservation Fund want state criteria used to define subsistence thrown out. Dipnetters attorney Mike Kramer says the regulations are out of line.
Regulations that were created back in a time when Alaska recognized a rural preference, these regulations have survived and they continue to allow the Board of Fisheries to distinguish among Alaskans.
The Alaska Constitution mandates equal access to fish and game, and the Supreme Court has upheld that, but the state has failed to resolve the urban versus rural discrepancy, leaving the fish and game boards to grapple with the status of harvests like Chitna dipnetting. Kramer says legal wrangling will persist as long as the state statutes dictate a rural subsistence preference.
Lack of any changes in legislation and in regulation is going to continue to involve the Supreme Court in all these skirmishes when, you know, the boards of fish and the boards of game continue to try to impose rural preferences and priorities for folks who live in rural areas of the state against our Constitution.
Kramer says the Copper River dipnet fishery is unique in that it's on the road system, primarily involves urban residents, and competes with a commercial catch that accounts for the majority of the harvest. During Monday's hearing, the state defended its regulations and the criteria relied on to make subsistence determinations. Senior Assistant Attorney General Lance Nelson says it's the prerogative of the board to decide what's a customary and traditional use.
Our position is that criteria are all consistent with the statutory authority and the legislative intent set out in legislation and don't raise any constitutional issues at all.
Nelson acknowledges that the Chitna dipnet fishery is a tough call, citing very close decisions on its status by the Fish Board. Upper Copper River Otna people have intervened in the case on the state side. The Otna have subsistence status, and dipnetters are a competing interest. Otna attorney John Sky Starkey says defining subsistence is essential to protecting it.
Otherwise, if they don't, that dilutes everyone's opportunity, including hunting guides, lots of people, because it expands the subsistence take way beyond what the authentic subsistence use is.
The Supreme Court took arguments under advisement, but there's no timeline for it to issue a ruling. Meanwhile, the Fish Board is again reconsidering the status of the Chitna fishery. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.